It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 8. We're going to begin with the 8th verse today, Romans 8, 8. And so if you'd like to open your Bibles and follow along, that'd be wonderful. Hope that you can. If you're traveling and just listen, that's fine. Please listen very carefully as we read the Word of God. And while you're able to look that up, hopefully, I would like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois 62341. If you'd like to call us by phone, the phone number here is 217-847-2717. That's 217-847-2717. If you would like to visit our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org, and that's parkviewbiblechurch.org. If you'd like to send us an email, the email address here is parkviewbible@gmail.com. That's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one will work just fine. Hope that was enough time now for you to open your Bibles and prepare for the study. Let's begin reading now, Romans chapter 8, verse 8. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs. And then heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. After the reading of God's precious word, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, thank you today that we can come. Help us to see your precious word. We thank you for the leadership of the Holy Spirit that lives within our heart, that just will guide us. And it's wonderful, Father, to see and to witness and to watch. And so please, dear Lord, just it's so exciting to be a Christian. And so please guide us each day. We need to surrender to your will and watch, Father, as you take us step by step through this life until we come to meet you face to face. Now, Father, those that do not know you as their Savior, I just ask today that they would please call upon you. We're going to cover it many times today concerning how to be saved. But Father, please that they will just accept your Son, the Lord Jesus, as their Savior, realizing, recognizing they're a sinner and are lost and need a Savior. Please, dear Lord, just guide and lead them today. Bring them to that saving knowledge that they may enjoy, as we have just read, the opportunity to mortify the deeds of the body and live. So please, just guide and lead us now. Touch every heart today. Grow those that are saved and save those that are lost. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We have enjoyed looking through many verses of Scripture concerning what this ninth verse has to say to us. And When we look at that, it says, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You see, you must come by faith to the Lord Jesus. You must trust him as your Savior. So please call upon him today. We've got many verses of Scripture that we're going to look at today. We have been through some of them the last time we were together, but we're going to back up and look at all these once again. You know, Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, that the body of the believer is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and all this leads to and connects with that. And so let's go back here to 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 19. This is review from last time we were together. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. That's what we're talking about when we talk about being born again, coming by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we've got several verses of Scripture here. I'd like to take some time and look up John chapter 3, verse 5. John 3, 5. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Water speaks of the Word of God, and the Spirit is the Holy Spirit. That is the way that we need to be saved. You'll notice in that verse of Scripture that the S is a capital, meaning it's God, the Holy Spirit. And water, again, is not baptism. It's not your natural birth. The water in the Scripture stands for the Word of God. And so we need to hear the Word of God, and today you're hearing the Word of God. And we need the Spirit of God to convict your heart and bring you to salvation. And so please today that you be born again. Now let's look at John. John chapter 16. We were in John chapter 3, verse 5. Now John 16, verses 7 through 11. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on me. Of righteousness, because I go to my Father, and ye see me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. And each one of those, and as we said last time we were together, that in itself is a study concerning the purpose of the Holy Spirit. But right now, if you don't know the Lord Jesus, the Spirit of God will convict you of your sin, show you to the Lord Jesus Christ, and all you need to do is say yes and come into his heart. He needs to come into your heart and be saved. Now, Romans chapter 8, we're going to have several in Romans here. Romans chapter 8, verse 14, just a little beyond of where we're studying, but we have read this verse of Scripture. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And the 16th verse, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. You see, there's no question, once you come by faith to the Lord Jesus and you ask him into your heart, there would be no question that you're a believer, because your spirit and the Spirit of God will join together and confirm that. And so I hope that you have trusted in the Lord Jesus. Now we continue with Ephesians, and it goes Galatians, Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4, the 30th verse. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Now, isn't that a wonderful promise? Sealed. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. He comes into your heart. He saves you, and he keeps you, and he locks that salvation in, and you're forever owned by God, because he has purchased you with the most precious gift, the most precious price, and that is his precious blood that he shed on Calvary. That's what he bought you with. He gave his life. He shed his blood so that we can live. All we need to do is come by faith to Him, and He'll save us, and we'll set out to have a beautiful, wonderful life walking with the Lord Jesus. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, "And be not drunk with wine wherein excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Let the Spirit of God control you. Don't let some liquor or some drink control you." You know, today the society we live in with the all the drugs and the alcohol and the ways of marijuana that we have today, everybody is trying to escape reality. My friend, I want my mind to be clear. I want to think clearly. I want to be able to work with all of my faculties complete. And I don't desire at all to have the smoke, the cigarettes, the alcohol, anything like that. I don't want it. Why would I want to miss one precious moment of serving God because I'm out of my mind for something I have taken? So please consider that and realize that, as this scripture says, be not drunk with wine where in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Let the Spirit of God control you, and you'll have a peace to you if you come by faith to Jesus. You'll have a peace in your heart that passes all understanding. So please, come by faith to Jesus today. Now, the next verse is back in chapter 8, verse 9, and that's where we are studying. "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." You see, you must be born again. You must come by faith to Jesus. It must be a personal relationship. You need to ask Jesus to come into your heart to save you. It doesn't just happen. It doesn't just happen. We talked about the universal salvation. In other words, everybody's saved. No. And don't go the other direction thinking that only certain folks can be saved, because whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That whosoever is everyone, if you'll call upon Him. But you must call upon Him and have that personal relationship, that your spirit and the Spirit of God are together. And you'll know that you're a child of God, and you'll begin that wonderful walk. One more scripture verse in this section here concerning the Holy Spirit, and that's back here in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, and that's the very first one we started with. I want to read it again for you. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. "What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit?" You see, back in the Old Testament, why, God dwelt in the tabernacle. And in the tabernacle, there was one room that they only went into on the Day of Atonement, and that was the Holy of Holies. And so it was separated from a veil, and that room was 15 by 15 by 15, and the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat was there. And inside the ark was the Ten Commandments, and the budded staff, and the manna. That was what was in there. The law, the Ten Commandments being in there. If the high priest, when he went in there on the Day of Atonement, if he went in without the blood, he would be struck down dead. Because, you see, the blood applied onto that golden top on that Ark of the Covenant, which is what we call the mercy seat, but it doesn't become a mercy seat. It does not become a mercy seat until the blood's applied. Then it's a mercy seat, because at that point in time, that law was fulfilled, and we've been set free. What a glorious day it is. And so please, come by faith to the Lord Jesus and recognize that when you're born again, then no longer do we have a building that we come to the church, this building we call the church. We come here and we enjoy it, and we fellowship together, and we sing those beautiful old hymns, and we hear the Word of God proclaimed, and we study the Word of God, and all that we do. And we have a special blessing when we come together, because God promises we're two or more gathered that I'll be in your presence. And it's a special blessing, a special teaching. So, yes, I study at home and I study alone many times, but when I come to church and we come here, and then that's what makes it a church, because it is the body of believers. Now, if people are not born again, if they not come by faith to Jesus, it's not church at all. It's just some sort of a social gathering. And so now we don't need the temple for God to dwell, because God is dwelling in my heart and in your heart if you're born again. For ye are bought with a price, verse 20. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Now, that was a wonderful study and kind of introduction here. And as we continue now in this ninth verse, the indwelling of the Spirit, we enjoy being, having the Spirit of God within us. And it is this in the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ dwelling in us. And don't miss that. And don't leave and don't forget, thinking that this is not necessary to call upon the Lord Jesus for salvation, because it is. You must accept him. He must come into your heart and save you. Verse 10, if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. The statement there, if Christ be in you, there's the question. Is Christ in you? Have you come by faith to the Lord Jesus? Or have you just always come to church and you were baptized and you went through confirmation and you've never missed a church service and you've always worked hard in the church? Those are wonderful things, but they don't take care of the sin problem. You must come by faith to Jesus and ask him to come into your heart. If Christ be in you, that's the most important statement there in that 10th verse. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. Yes, that old flesh is still there. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. We have the righteousness of God within us the day we are born again and we begin to walk after the Lord Jesus. What a wonderful, wonderful opportunity we have. Now in verse 11, but if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Oh, what a wonderful verse of Scripture. His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Remember in verse 10, if Christ be in you, have you come by faith to Jesus? Have you trusted in Christ? Have you called upon him for your salvation? Because verse 10 is, if Christ be in you. Verse 11, his Spirit that dwelleth in you. And that takes place if you trust in Jesus as your Savior. All these that teach this doctrine, this wonderful doctrine of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to live within our hearts. Now, there's quite a bit to this verse 11, because I'm going to read it again, and then we'll continue the study of this verse. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, okay, if you're born again, if you come by faith to Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies. You see, the day that we are born again, the day we're saved, we need to realize that we become sealed, as we have read in the Holy Spirit seals us. And we are kept by him, never to lose our salvation, never to be separated from God again. Now, we can break that fellowship by our lives, by our actions, but never can we do anything that the Spirit of God would leave us, never, because he seals us. It's not something it's not a contract that we have signed, and so we have to do certain things to maintain that contract. Not at all. The Spirit of God comes into our heart, saves us, and seals us, keeps us through eternity. Now we're talking about the Spirit. We're talking about our soul. But there's something else here, and that's the body. Because, you see, we also will enjoy the resurrection of the body. And that's going to take place when the church is raptured. Now, that may be a term that you've heard me say or somebody say many times, or maybe you've never heard it before. But there's an event that's taking the very next calendar event that takes place in God's calendar. And that's the rapture of the church. Birth of the church was back at Pentecost. It's been 2,000 years now. One of these days, I believe it's not far away, that the church is going to be raptured. In other words, all believers, not just members of this church, but all believers around the world, wherever they are, whatever church they're in, even if the church doesn't preach the gospel, but they got saved somehow, maybe from this radio program or some other ministry that gave them the gospel and you trusted in Jesus, you're a member of the church, and the church is going to be raptured. All believers are going to be raptured. Spoke just a little bit earlier there concerning as we come together in this building and study the Word of God. It's not a church unless you are a believer. If you are a believer, then you are a member of the church. And if you come together with other believers, then the church is gathered together to study and to grow in the Word of God. But you need to understand that you have to be born again, and if you're born again, you've called upon the Lord Jesus to come into your heart and save you, now you have this wonderful opportunity to not only enjoy life and the righteousness of God here and now, but also there's going to be a time, if you have to face death and your body goes into that grave, that at the rapture of the church, that body is going to come out of that grave and be a glorified body, just like the body of the Lord Jesus, glorified. Now, if we're alive, if we happen to be alive, there's going to be a lot of folks that have died, and they'll come out of the grave. But if we're alive, we'll instantly receive our glorified bodies, and forever we'll be with the Lord. What a wonderful verses of Scripture. Now, let's look at some of these Scripture verses, because if we... And we've read it twice now. That's 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, because it clearly states there that the fact that the body of the believer is the temple of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit does not take his abode in the believer at some time after we are born again, after the fact of regeneration. We've been made new by the blood of Jesus Christ. But it happens the very moment that an unbeliever believes on the Lord Jesus Christ and is born again by the power of the Holy Spirit. Okay, that's the first thing we need to understand. Many people, you hear them say that, boy, I want to be filled by the Spirit. Well, you need to be controlled by the Spirit, yes. But you got all of the Holy Spirit the day that you got saved. It's a person. You can't get part of the Spirit of God. And then the more you grow, you get a little more more of a portion or a greater part. No. The day that you are born again, the Spirit of God comes, the person, the third person of the Trinity, comes and lives within your heart. Okay. We are the temple of God. Understand that. But understand, the second that you're born again, you have the Holy Spirit. Now, how much of that Holy Spirit has control of your life is up to you. And that's what the difference. But you need to ask that the Spirit, you know, please, Lord, help me to give full victory to the Spirit of God, that he can come and he can, while he's abiding within my heart and my soul, that I will surrender to him and we'll have this joyous life. That's what you need to be praying for. From that moment forward, the Holy Spirit abides in the believer. He is sealed by the Holy Spirit. And again, we looked at that verse of Scripture back in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. And so I'm just making a confirmation of what we've already studied. concerning the temple of God, and now concerning this believer is sealed. And when we're sealed by the Holy Spirit, that means forever. That doesn't mean for a short period of time or till we sin the first time. It means forever. So please, trust in the Lord Jesus. Be sealed by the Holy Spirit, and that will take place the minute that you accept Jesus as your Savior. Now, once again, in verse 9, Romans 8 and 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Now, it says here, but ye are not in the flesh. Ye are not in the flesh. You will possess the Holy Spirit. He will come in to live within your heart when you become a child of God. And if any man have not the Spirit of God, he is none of his. Now, once again, we have looked through these verses of Scripture, John chapter 3, verse 5. And we have a couple other verses of Scripture. One was 16:7 through 11 that we looked at. There's another verse of Scripture here that we did not look at. We're going to add that one to the list, and that's John chapter 6, verse 44. John chapter 6, verse 44. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Oh, what a wonderful promise. What a wonderful promise. We are not in the flesh. You see, yes, I live in the flesh, but for the first time in my life, no longer am I controlled by the flesh, because the Spirit of God lives within me. The Holy Spirit of God. We have many verses of Scripture here, and we've looked at some of them. We're going to it's so important that I keep going over them. But in 8:14, Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Okay. So, according to the Holy Spirit, he leads the children of God. In verse 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. We have the assurance that we are the children of God. Now, as we read in Ephesians 4:30, we are sealed. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, seals the child of God, the believer. And then in 5:18, we'll look at that, Ephesians 5:18. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18, and we have read that one, be not drunk with wine where in excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so we find that we enjoy the filling of the Holy Spirit. We know, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 9, that we are studying right now, that the indwelling of the child of God, the Holy Spirit, indwells the believer. And then in 1 Corinthians 6:19, the believer's body is the house which the Holy Spirit lives within. Tabernacles is the scripture verse or term that we're going to use. And again, if you don't have the Spirit of God, you do not belong to God. So you see, it's so important that you look to the Lord Jesus and believe on him. Don't be caught up with a religion. I don't care what religion it is. Please, it's a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus. You need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus and trust in him. Now, this 10th verse says, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. What a wonderful verse of Scripture. The body is dead because of sin. The believers will die physically because of Adam's sin. But the Spirit, the saint's own personal spirit, is alive. and how by the Holy Spirit as He energizes it with divine life. That's where our power comes from, knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. I hope that you've enjoyed this study. I do review a lot, but it's just so important to do so we understand it. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?